Last week, the United Nations reported there are more than 70 million displaced people in the world. Of this total, almost 26 million are considered refugees by the standards of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The countries of most concern to the Commissioner are Syria and Venezuela. Rodrigo Pereira found out more.
Wars, violence and persecution uprooted the record numbers of men, women and children worldwide in 2018, making a new global deal on refugees more critical than ever, according to the latest report published by UNHCR. Asher Hirsch, Senior Policy Officer at Refugee Council of Australia, says despite the fact that developing countries host most of the world's refugees, many don't have the resources to offer a better quality of life for displaced people, which puts them in a very tough situation.
When we look at those figures, it's obviously quite daunting, you know, to think about the size, you know, it's the size of many countries put together of people who have had to flee their home. Within that figure, there's 29 million refugees and people seeking asylum. So those are people who have left their country and are seeking safety in another country. But unfortunately for those people, there isn't a solution for many. Most of those refugees who have left their country are living in developing countries neighbouring the conflict, countries like Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, Pakistan, for example. And those countries don't, while they host and are happy to allow refugees to remain there, they don't give them full rights. Like, you know, refugees often can't work in those countries. They don't have access to livelihoods, so school for their children, lack of health care, lack of basic human rights. And so many people are trapped in this limbo. And really, when you look at that, there are hardly any solutions for those refugees. They obviously can't go back to their country where they face persecution, where there's war and violence. They can't stay where they are because of the uncertainty and lack of rights, but they also can't find safety elsewhere.
The most requests for refuge came from people from Venezuela, with over 341,000 applications in 2018. They far outweighed Afghanistan, which was the country of origin with the second most number of requests, at 107,500 last year. For Asha, developed countries like Australia could do way more to help displaced people worldwide.
When we look at the options for people to get resettled around the world, the stats released by the UNHCR shows that just 92,000 refugees around the world were resettled to a safe third country like Canada, Australia and the US. And that's a massive decrease as well. In 2016, almost 190,000 refugees were resettled, and now it's just 92,000. So we're seeing resettlement decrease, refugees being more and more stranded in neighbouring countries without basic rights. And what this really means is countries that have capacity, countries like Australia, really need to step up and do more. Australia is hardly, when you look at the figures, again, from the UNHCR, Australia is really not pulling its weight and doing its fair share of resettling and supporting refugees and people seeking asylum. We resettled only 12,700 refugees last year, which, while positive, is nothing compared to the number of refugees hosted by countries like Turkey. So really, what it shows from the Australian perspective is we really need to do more. We need to resettle more, but we also need to work with other countries to look at how we can protect refugees and give them basic rights where they are.
Displacement is also growing, with 16.2 million people displaced during 2017, either for the first time or repeatedly. This adds up to an average of one person displaced every 2 seconds. According to Asha, observing the current figures, the Australian government could take past actions as an example to help solve the refugee crisis.
In 2014, the Australian government, moved by concern for Syrian refugees fleeing to Europe and backed by strong public pressure from everyday Australians, actually announced that it would take an additional 12,000 refugees from Syria and Iraq. You know, they made that decision almost overnight and brought in over the next 2 years 12,000 refugees as they promised. So they can do that again today. They can say, look, given the numbers here, given the displacement around the world, let's increase our refugee program immediately and let's look at resolving and helping some of these issues. Obviously, Australia can't do it alone, but it really needs to take leadership. and do a better job for that, as well as looking at addressing the situation we have made for hundreds of refugees in Manus Island and Nauru, addressing the issue that we have been pushing back refugees back to countries like Indonesia and keeping them in Southeast Asia as well. So we could change our policies overnight, and I don't think there's anything stopping the Australian government doing it if it had the will to show some leadership in this area.
And that story was by Rodrigo Pereira.